help us tonight. We're going to turn to the book of 1 Timothy. And I'm going to do my best to cut it off on both ends and set a fire in the middle and not take a long time and let God just work for us tonight. Chapter 2, verse 1. I'm going to read the first verse and let you be seated. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. And you can be seated and keep following along. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. That's the will of God. It's not God's will that any perish, but that all be saved. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. I'm glad that he died for me. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will, therefore, that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Amen. I'm going to ask this good pastor to pray and help me tonight. Everybody. One more time, clap your hands unto the Lord. We love the Epleys. Appreciate what God is doing. What a beautiful building. Amen. If anybody has done the work, God knew who needed to be here, and he's doing a tremendous work. We love this church, and it's certainly good to be home tonight. I can remember the elders saying, when times get tough and rough, then the tough, that's when they get going, and that's when they fight, and we don't give up. The preacher preached today. It's not a time to quit. It's a time to get another hold. Amen. It's a time to get a hold of what God is doing for you and I. And so, the apostle said, and I want to look again at this verse, verse 8. He said, I would that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. One version said, so I want men everywhere to pray with holy hands lifted up to God, free from sin and anger and resentment. He's saying, I want you to pray and have confidence. I may lift this just a little bit out of context, but I don't believe so. I feel like that whatever we do it in God and in faith. And so he's telling us that we can't come to church with an old rancorous spirit. We can't come to church and have a bad attitude. Amen. Can't be angry and resent things. We can't be divided. We're going to have some unity. And so, in order for God to do anything in this house, we've got to be able to lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. And so, he's telling us, if we lift up holy hands and we please God and walk in holiness and walk upright in righteousness, not with sin and anger and division, but believing and not having any doubt that God will work for us. He will hear our prayer. And I come to tell you that God will answer prayer anywhere, anytime. Of late, I've had conversations, and I am too, amen, concerned about the hour that we're living in. And I'm not going to deal with that tonight. I know there's a whole lot of needs in this place. But I've talked to preachers today that preach for many, many, many years, and they've changed. They've tried to change me. But I'll tell you what, after 50 years, if it ain't no good, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to stay with what God gave me, what the elder put in me, and I'm not going to change it. Wouldn't I be a fool after all these years to compromise now? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to hold on. I'm not going to quit. And so when they try to convince me that, you know, I have decided that it's okay that our churches can assemble and I can pick out a movie and they can watch it together and kind of be a family setting. Amen. And it's okay, I feel like. I think we've just been a little too strong. That we ought to give our people a little bit more freedom and to go to ball games. And you know, I was in school one day, and I'm just kind of middle-aged, you know, getting close to 70. But it's kind of what, middle-aged? Some of these brothers are living to be 90 years old and 100. And I know what it is to play ball, and I know what it is to get involved, and I know what it is for the world to have a pull on us. Amen. And so I tell my folks, I have a battle and a struggle, probably just like all these men of God do. I tell them, look, it's hard to keep them from listening sometimes to college games and professional balls. You don't need to do that. But what would it be? What kind of church world would this be if I got up, amen, like they want me to do and say, okay, y'all can go to the Dallas Cowboy. Just don't do it all the time. You can go to the professional baseball game, but don't just do that all the time. Hallelujah. I'm not going to compromise. I want men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath. I'm not mad. I'm just going to preach the Bible tonight and expect the power of God to move in this house. Amen. Brother Burbridge, we do have to have a divine intervention. We have to have a divine move of the Holy Ghost. Our young folks can't come and sit in dead church where folks just sitting around and patting their yawns. Amen. And just playing like they wishing church would hurry up and get out of here. But we need a move of the Holy Ghost like we have never had. Hallelujah! Praise God! You folks that's got a good seat, you hold on to it. But I feel like God's going to move for those who go that extra step, who go that extra mile. I've come to get my healing or my miracle or what God is going to do for me. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to let a crowd get more excited over a football game than when I come to church. Our young folks ought to want to be in the house of God. This ought to be the greatest thing that's taken place. They need to feel the supernatural power of our great and mighty God. That's what will keep them in the church. Amen. They can throw their hats and step on their hats, and they can slap each other on the back, and they can get excited. But what can we get more excited about than the power of God? Woo! I'm spilling this water. Excuse me. Maybe I won't knock it out now. Hallelujah. He's saying if we can lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting, God is going to move for us. God is going to answer our prayer. God is going to move in this place tonight. I want to talk about tonight lifting up holy hands without doubting. I want to preach without a doubt. Without a doubt. There's people coming. You've been around Pentecostal Apostolic Church for years and years. But God wants you to get that spirit off of you. He wants you to get your mind focused on Him so that you can receive what He wants to give you tonight. I'm going to preach against doubt tonight. Amen. James 3:14 said, but if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. They can make excuses why they don't want to be separated from the world today. They can tell me why it don't take this and why it don't take that. But the reason why they're going back is because they don't have the love that they used to have for the truth. Can you shout yes? I know we can't be divided. I've never seen so much division. I've never seen so much, amen, in the churches where people want to take the authority and try to tear up the church and try to kill the preacher and to try to rule and reign. But that, I believe we can lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting, believing God. 1 Corinthians 3:1, and I'm fixing to change gears here just in a minute. Amen. He said, I couldn't talk to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. Amen. He said, I fed you with milk and not with meat, and you were babies. You're not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able to bear it. Wherefore there is among you envying and strife and division and confusion. And folks come to church and you can feel this group and you can feel that group. I'll tell you what we're going to do tonight. We're going to rebuke every hindrance, every spirit. We're going to come together in unity and God is going to do something. We need it tonight. Come on, folks, let's give Him praise. I'm worried about over half of this church that you can just wave like this at me. I'm worried about you that you can just sit there and give me a Baptist nod. When you can't, you need to get this. The brother talked about it being like fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not going to have carnality. Paul said this. You can be seated in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believed, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk 2:4 said, the just shall live by his faith. I'm telling you, you can live by faith. You can be healed by faith. You can have, amen, confidence by faith. You can have assurance by faith. You can live by faith. And you've got to live by your faith. Amen, amen, amen. So if we pray, if we get a spirit of prayer on us, without doubting, and having a right spirit and a good spirit, prayer is breathing, amen, our desire to God. God, I love you. I praise you, God. I like my time with God. I like corporate prayer. Amen. But I like the prayer in the closet. And when I'm on my prayer walk of a morning, and I'm trying to walk about 45 minutes a day or so, Amen. I feel God and I talk to God and I tell Him how much I need Him and how much I'm hungry for Him. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. As the heart panteth after the water brook, even so doth my soul panteth after Thee, O God. I'm hungry for this. I desire to see God move. I would that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. Amen. We need to pray everywhere. Matthew 21 and 22, and all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Right? Amen. Everything. Mark 11, 24, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. John 14 and 14. Amen. Said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. 15 and 7 of John said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will and it shall be done. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7 said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. For everyone that asks receives. And everyone that knocks, the door's going to be opened. Come on now. I feel like that's God's attitude. Are you hungry? Hallelujah. This is not a social gathering. Amen. Somebody asked me the other day, can we go to this concert? What concert? Well, so-and-so's singing and that one's singing. We're not going to go to no rock concert. We're not going to go, amen, to some concert where they look like the world. I tell you where we're going to be excited, our young folks. Right here in the house of God, singing the praises down and getting excited about what God's doing. At home, when you can't get a whole lot of response, we got good response, but man, there's a lot of folks just looking at me tonight. Did the preacher preach to us today or did he preach? And so I tell them, clap your hands, all ye people. And they can do that. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Amen. I say clap your hand and shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. That don't always work, but I say clap your hands, shout hallelujah, get out in the aisle and do this. Did you hear what I said? I said clap your hands, shout hallelujah, and get out in the aisle. Something about it. Woo! This is a one God, apostolic, Jesus name, tongue talking, holy rolling, aisle running, foot stomping, apostolic, Jesus name. Woo, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. There is victory. There's healing. Whatever you need, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. In His presence, there is fullness of joy. Amen. I'm talking about the fullness of God. If I took a swig out of this water, amen, out of this cup of water,
to kind of keep it when I'm hitting this. It was, overflowing just a little bit. But you can fill it up. And when it gets full, you can't add any more to it. It runs over. And David said, my cup runneth over. I'm talking about a God who's here tonight to move in power and in demonstration. Can you shout yes? 37 and 4 of Psalms said, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desire of your heart. 1 John 5 and 14 said, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And we know that if He heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we have the petition that we desired. What do you need tonight? What you want tonight? What you want God to do? I'm having a hard time. I'm trying to get some of you folks a little desire put in you. Amen. Many years ago, I preached in a PAW church. I preached when some of those men were holiness preachers. I preached in that organization, amen, when they looked like we look. Amen. But I've seen them today. I've got a man, he wants me to preach for him. And through the years, Elder Davis, he's dead and gone, lived almost to be 100 years old. But that church today, you can't tell it from a Baptist church or any other denominational church. But I remember preaching there, and a sister, you can sit down if you like to, but if you don't want to, that's fine with me. We are gonna have something real quick. God is going to do something special for you. And in those churches, they stand up and they testify. But before they testify, amen, they sing. And she said, what you want, Lord, to do, put it on your mind. What you want the Lord to do, put it on your mind. And then another one will stand up and they'll say, what you want, that's it. What you need, what you want, what you need. If you need a healing, if you need a miracle, what you want. Yeah, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on now. She testified, I've never forgot it. She said, this is a help yourself salvation. And I'm going to tell some of you that's not in the service yet, you ain't ever going to get anything. He didn't say it would be easy. He said the law and the prophets were until John. And since that time, the kingdom of God is preached and every man presseth his way into it. Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. It ain't going to be easy, but if you need a victory, if you need a healing, if you need a deliverance, you need to get up and say, God, here I am. Here I am. I'm going to delight myself in the Lord, and He's going to give me the desire that's in my heart. Would you clap your hands and give Him good praise right now? Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Woo! Psalm 34 said, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. He's got a prayer listening posture. You're so sick that you can only breathe the name of Jesus. Amen. He's leaning down and He's hearing that prayer and He's going to work for you and move for you. Can you shout yes? If you know how to pray, if you know how to live right, lifting up holy hands, if you know how to rebuke every spirit of hell, God will work for you. Without a doubt, God's gonna move. Without a doubt, I come to get my miracle. Without a doubt, I come to be healed tonight. Without a doubt. Amen. Amen. Where is prayer to be offered? Everywhere. Everywhere. Anybody remember? Amen. When the Assyrians thought that God was just the God of the hills. Amen. And they thought, well, we can get them down in the valley and everything will be all right. Anybody remember when Balaam prayed here and then he prayed there? And he was doing more than what he knew he should be doing. And he tried to pray over here and pray over there. We're not serving a heathen God. God is God everywhere. God will answer prayer anywhere. God will move where there's hundreds and thousands. But He'll move in that little group that's gathered together saying, God, we've got to have a touch. We've got to have revival. We've got to have a move of the Holy Ghost. He'll do it because He's God. Amen, amen. I know I can tell you about home missions. I can tell you about when we rented a building on the square and it looked like it was going to have pretty good turnout. 50, 60 people showed up. And then when we decided, I know God is in this, Brother Triplett said, well, he looked at me and he said, are you sure God told you to go? And I said, yes, sir, Brother Triplett, I believe God called me to East Texas. When I left, he told a few of them, and he later apologized to me, and he said, 30, 90 days or so, he'll be back. Now, it's been 44 years, and we still shouting and praising God and believing God. But he came back and we had an old army tent that we got from the VFW, I think. And it was good enough to put the music under, and everybody else had to be out around the tent, right on the main street coming right through town. And so he came and he preached a few nights. And God was working and people stopping on the highway. You could see their brake lights. And after a few nights, he said, Brother Jones, he said, I had my doubts about it, but he said, I want to apologize. I believe God is in this. You just get right after it and you obey God. Hallelujah. I saw a taxi pull up out front and he was there staying with us. And the taxi driver got out. He opened the trunk of the car, and he began to pull out a great big old huge suitcase. And after a little bit, a man got out of the back seat with a hat on, and his hair looked like he shaved up to here. And when I saw who it was, amen, Brother Triplett was looking out the window, and I said, that's Brother Charlie. That's Brother Wycliffe. And I went out there to help him with the luggage, and he said, Moon, the Holy Ghost sent me to Gilmer. Hallelujah. And he could preach about 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and he's liable to preach on hell, fire, amen, and brimstone is going to be rained upon the wicked. But when he got through preaching, I'm telling you, the altars filled up. We baptized folks in Jesus' name in Cypress Creek. We broke the ice. We baptized them in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I got to hurry. I know I got to hurry. Hallelujah. Amen. I finally got a few men to pay tithe. Amen. I quit hauling logs. I quit hauling pulpwood. I quit roofing. I quit,
amen, doing what I was doing. And I said, God, just give me enough to let me do what I need to do. And so I started knocking doors, and I've knocked doors, amen, I don't know how many times through that city, and went down every street and prayed and knocked and invited people to church. And you know what God done? He worked. God will honor. It's not my, I tell you, I don't have no talent. I don't have no ability. I know I'm nothing. All the big guns is already, amen, they're here, and we're excited to hear them. I'm just a feeling, brother. You know they came to hear you tonight. Amen. They came to hear this great man of God. But I'll tell you who's in the house. God is in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I've had them shake the Bible in my face. I've had them take their wallet out and shake it in my face. I've had them to scream at me. Amen. I've had them to get in my face and say, prophesy, preacher. You preached on hell. You preached on judgment. Prophesy to me. Come on, put a judgment on me. Amen. And for one time, I could walk away. Woo! I was, man, there was a day in my life. You can be seated and rest just a minute. There was a day in my life that I didn't take much off of nobody. And I may not take it right now. Praise God. But I walked away. And you know what? They moved and they left. Amen. And you know what? Judgment did come. Amen. Some of them are dead and gone now. But the church is still in Gilmer, Texas. Hallelujah. Shake their wallet and say, if you can find any money in this, amen, you can have it. You know what I said? Dig in the rat hole that you got. Dig out that money that you're hiding. We'll take a check. We're here to start a church. We're here to have Holy Ghost revival. We're here to see a move of God. I'm worried about some of us right in here. Woo! Hallelujah. This is not a Baptist church. This is not a Methodist church. This is not a Lutheran church. This is not a Nazarene. This is not a Mormon church. This is a one God, apostolic, power-filled, Holy Ghost-working church. I just need one person that come for a miracle. Just one. Just one. I got to... Right, hit my hand. Hey, hit my hand right here. In Jesus' name, receive it in the name of Jesus. Do y'all believe it? Do y'all believe it? Hold it. We're going to take those that's coming, but this is going to open up here in a minute. Do y'all believe that God will work and confirm, though I'm nothing, brother. I'm nobody, but God will do exactly what you believe Him for. I want you to slap my hand in the name of Jesus Christ and receive what you came for. I'm nothing. In Jesus' name. There it is. Everybody say, without a doubt. Without a doubt. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Cast it down. Oh, hold it just a minute. Cast that thought down. The devil's a liar. He said you can't be healed. I say he's a liar. And he's the father of lies. Cast it down. Get it out of your mind. Lift up holy hands without doubt. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. God will move. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Give me just a few more minutes. God can take it over anytime He wants. I don't know what this sister has. Amen. But I know the healer's in the house.
I know exactly what the brother preached last night. I don't know a lot of times what needs there are. Sometimes God may show us. Sometimes He just confirms the Word of God. And that's what He'll do for you, sister. If you believe without a doubt. If you will accept and believe that He took stripes on His back for your healing, for your miracle, He will do it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord, what's His name? You shall be saved. Amen. You shall be healed. Not just sozo, not just for your body. Amen. But for your soul and for your spirit. Amen. What God wants to do for you. You shall be saved. I know His name, and His name is Jesus. Whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How can they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them who preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. I don't know that my feet so pretty. Amen. But I am a preacher of the gospel tonight. God has called me. Verse 17 said, faith cometh by hearing. How many is listening to me? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Come on now. I'm telling you, you can be healed. Get ready for it. I'm telling you, amen, you can have a miracle. Get ready for it. I'm telling you to kick out that doubt. Cast it down. Jairus. Oh, yes, yes, yes. God, have your divine way tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mother, you've been in this a long time. You believe it. I know you believe it. You're going to receive it. I want you to receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Sunday Bekai. Yatalabahaya. Yay! That's it. That's it. I believe it with you. We agree together. Heal Sister Epley, God. I want you to move right now. In the name of Jesus. God, I'm nothing, but you're everything. By your stripes we are healed. Hey, we were healed. It's a finished work. Amen. Come here, brother. Amen. You preached it today. God wants to do it right now. I rebuke every hindrance. Move it, God, from this church. Move it from his home. I want you to touch his body physically, God. And give him peace that passes understanding. Give him that assurance, God. I want you to heal. In the name of Jesus. There it is. I know you believe. I believe with you. I expect it to be so. Anybody believe God will heal Sister McMullen right now? Psalms 107:20. He sent His word and He healed them. God, touch Sister McMullen. Heal her. Touch her. You believe? You believe it? I want you to receive it right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God is in the house. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Receive it now in Jesus' name. You believe it? You believe it right now. Receive it in Jesus' name. God, you do it. It's your word. Jesus prayed a little long. And he had told his disciples to go on to the other side. And he missed the boat. He wasn't with them. But somewhere in the middle of the storm. Hallelujah. Woo! How many give me just a few more minutes? It's in the house. Amen. Jesus come unto them walking on the water. And they were afraid. They thought it was a spirit. Amen. The more they looked. Amen. Jesus said, it is I. be not afraid. He came to them walking on the water. And Peter said, Lord, if it be you. Sounds like a lot of apostolics to me. I don't have problems with sinners. I don't have a lot of problems with, amen, some folks that's not been around this much, but they get in here and get to feeling it, and they get to hearing it, and they just somehow, they just reach up and get it. I'll tell you why we have a lot of problems. It's like some of us here tonight can't even respond, amen, to a word that is alive. A word that is for you. Hebrews 4 and 12, for the word of God is quick. That means alive. It's powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of joints and marrow. And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. This word is alive. It's working tonight. It's in people. It's in the saints. It's in those that's hungry. If it be you, Lord. If it be you, God, bid me to come to you. Jesus said, come. And he stepped out on the water. He came walking on the water. This man of Galilee. He came walking on the water to set the captive free. He makes my blind eyes open, my deaf ears to hear. He came walking on the water. I know he wipes away every tear. Amen. Sister Mavis used to go to this church. I'm sure y'all heard her sing that. An awful sea monster around me arose. And in the name of my Savior, he conquered my foe. All I did was just ask him, and he heard my cry. He came walking on the water. How happy am I? Amen. Go ahead and believe God. I prayed for a woman one time. Amen. In California. And I said, the Lord wants you to leap for joy. And she just looked at me. Just looked at me. You ain't never seen anybody get anything from God but what they... that's just sitting there and not crying out. Jesus! Thou Son of David! Have mercy on me! We had some men in the church last service night on their knees crawling. Amen. I'm going to tell you, all that's necessary to get God's attention is faith. Lifting up holy hands without doubt. And I said, you can look at me if you want to, but you need to leap for joy three times. And she finally got to jumping a little bit, and then a little bit more, and a little bit more. And the Holy Ghost got all over her, and you know what? She said, I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. Thank God for His power and His presence. Yes, 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 yes. Come on, let's clap our hands to the Lord. Come on, let's praise the Lord. In Jesus' name. Jairus, Master, I've got a daughter. Amen. At the point of death. I need you to come and heal her. And Jesus agreed to do it. And while he was on his way, there was another hungry soul that had an issue of blood for 12 long years. And she said, if I could just touch the border, the hem of his garment, I know I'm going to be whole. The reason why some of y'all ain't going to get it is because you ain't at church yet. You ain't heard it yet. I see that far away look on you. You got to get excited. You got to desire. You got to love it. You got to want it. You got to have it more than anything else. Yes. Jesus stopped and turned and said, somebody touch me. You mean all of this shoving and pushing, all of this shaking and all of this crowd? How can you say somebody touched you? He said, I felt virtue. He turned around and this little woman was on her face. And she got up and she said, "It's me. It's me, oh Lord. It's me, oh God. I'm healed. I feel the touch of God." Amen. And in the process of a victory, in the process of a miracle, in the process of a great move of God and crowds of people following, there come a runner from Jairus' house and said, "Trouble not the master anymore. Don't trouble him no more. Your daughter's dead." Some people know how to kill revival. There's a lot of folks who know how to kill, amen, a move of God. I believe it, brother. You told us. We don't need the negative. We need to hear what thus saith the word of God. I'm healed by the power of God. 1 Peter 2 and 24. Isaiah 53 and 5. Amen. Psalm 103 verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. We can claim it. Jesus looked at him and said, "It's going to be all right. Don't be afraid. Just believe. Just hold on to that faith. Don't quit." When Jesus started that way, he came into the house where they were moaning and groaning. And they were weeping and crying. Many of them paid to do it. And Jesus said, What's all this commotion? What's all this doing?" He said, "She's not dead. She's just asleep." And the Bible said they laughed him to scorn. You know what Jesus did? He kicked out the doubt. He said, "Get out. Get out of here." He cast it down. Only the mother, come on, and the father, and those that were with him of the disciples. He went in, took her by the hand, and said, "Daughter, arise up and be healed." And God done the work. I rebuke doubt. Without a doubt, God's going to heal somebody. Somebody's going to get a hold of this. You're going to believe, and God's going to work for you. My. You know what? All of these, don't be afraid. I mean, there's a lot of notes, but, you know, I can't do it. There's needs. God wants to move right here. God wants to work tonight, but it's all in 18 font. It's not the little bitty print. I don't see like I used to, and I don't like glasses, and so I get it big enough that I can read it. So not a whole lot, as much as you think, is on it. God is going to do something great tonight. Brother McMullen said something big is in the making. Something big is in the making. Hallelujah. What did the brother, he said, "What do you have in your house?" She said, "Oh, not anything. I don't have anything. Just a little oil in a cruse." Amen. How many, amen, are tired of nothing? They broke down the altars. They jumped on the altars. They cut themselves. Their God was on a, amen, taking a nap, you know. Amen. It was in those days, the pagan gods, they didn't pray to them around noon in the hot part of the day because they let their gods take a nap. But you know, the one I'm preaching about tonight, he neither slumbers and neither is he ever asleep. Hallelujah. He hears every prayer every time we breathe a prayer to God. And the Bible said there was no voice, there was no word, there was no utterance, there was no movement, there was nothing. But the man of God said, "Tear down the altar. We're going to repair the altar. We're going to set the stones in place. We're going to dig a trench." And you, all you doubters, amen, you come and pour. You can be the voluntary fire department and pour water all over the sacrifice. Fill up the ditch. Bring four more barrels. Bring four more barrels. Bring water. Bring it on. Hallelujah. And when it was all said and done, he said, "God, I want you to confirm your word today. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up the serpent and drink any deadly thing, and it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. They went preaching everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Nothing. Nothing. Kick the doubt out. Cast down the doubt. Lift up holy hands without a doubt. Lift up holy hands and believe God. Amen. I'm going to get these preachers to help me in just a minute. Many, many years ago, my father-in-law, and I preached about it here a couple of years ago or so, was in the Navy, retired in the Navy. And he was among some of the first ones to experience open heart surgery. And it didn't do good. And he didn't live real long after that. And so while we were in there, and they had him sedated and ready to take him in, and finally they came and said, "We've got an emergency. We're going to have to hold it off for a while." And so he was talking, and me and Sister Jones was there. And, oh, Lord, shouldn't say it? She's shaking her head. No. I'm going to say it. Thank you. And he said, "Friend, what's Nathan getting for Christmas?" And she said, "Nothing." And I'm not going to, you take that any way you want to. He said, "Nothing." She did. He said, "Well, I've had plenty of that coming up." Nothing. Nothing. After that miracle, the prophet went up on the mount, put his head between his knees, and he looked at his servant and he said, "You go and look out over that Mediterranean." I've been there a couple of times, and I try to visualize all of the things that I read in the Bible. And he came back and he said, "What did you see?" And the servant said, "Nothing." "You go again." He came back, "What did you see?" "Nothing." "Go again." 7 times he went. There's got to be somebody here that's tired of just keeping nothing, not receiving anything. "God, where are you at?" The devil told me my wife was not going to be with me. She's over almost 40 years ago now. She had cancer, and the doctor said she only had 3 months to live. She's sitting right there. We just had our 50th anniversary. The most praying woman I know anywhere. And I know she's praying for me right now. Praise God. And you know what? A man of God walked in. We need a divine intervention. We need the gifts of the Spirit. We need God to work in our midst. If we ever needed a visitation from God, we need it right now. He came by and knocked on the door, walked down the hall where she was in the bedroom. Amen. He said, "Sister Jones, the Lord sent me by to tell you that you're going to live and not die. Thus saith the Lord." Praise God. And she's still with me tonight. When they wanted to cut my daughter-in-law's foot off because she had sugar diabetes so bad. Are you feeling something? Are you excited about it? Amen. And so we had just a short time. We prayed. And after a week or two, the Lord began to move and work. I mean, listen to me. And it wasn't that long until we checked her out. Long story short, she has her foot today. She don't see, but we're believing God to give her sight back. But she's walking and living and in the land of the living and doing God. I'm preaching about God can do it. Somebody say, without a doubt.
Without
There's
a doubt.
No question in my mind.
It really happened. I'm assured of His great power more each day. I don't have to wonder if I've been forgiven. Life is different now since I found the way. I can't look you in the eye and say He changed me. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, I know God saved me. No more think so, guess so, maybe for I know it so. Beyond a shadow of a doubt,
He's here right now. Right now. Do you feel it? I'm not the healer. I can't do anything. But God told me if I would preach the word, He would confirm it. He would vindicate it. Somebody is going to, those of you that have an urgent, very, amen, urgent need, I want you, these preachers can help me. Would y'all help me? Would y'all lay hands on some of these folks tonight as they come? God wants to heal somebody. God wants to do it. You ought to just thank Him for it. Come on, just praise Him for it. In Jesus' name. Devil, you're a liar. You're defeated by the Word of God. You're defeated by the blood. God, I know that you're working right now. I rebuke doubt. Come on. I rebuke all the unbelief. I come against it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Be healed, be healed. Come on, come on. You can crowd up here. Come on, you can come up here. Some of you that need a touch of God. This is miracle night. This is healing night. This is what God wants to do for us. Thank you for a visitation. Don't let us miss our visitation. Don't let us miss our visitation. Be healed in the name of Jesus. God, we believe. We believe. That's it. I receive it. I receive it. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Touch His wife. I want you, God, to do it now. In the name of Jesus. Be healed. God, you're here. Beyond the shadow of a doubt. No doubt. Come on. I receive it. I'm not doubting. Beyond doubt in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on. Come on. Come on. It's here. Don't leave. Don't you leave without it. Come on. In Jesus' name.
God, you're just the same today as you was in His early ministry. I want it to blossom.
Atakataya Labahaya in Jesus' name.
Yes, 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 yes.
Come on. I've been delivered. Yes, 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 yes. Jesus, I praise you, God. I thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. Sota karamanda la bahaya. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I believe it with you. I receive it without a doubt. Yes. Oh, yes. Hey, do it.
In the name of Jesus. Come on, sister. I feel the power. Devil, you're a liar. You're a liar. I rebuke every hindrance. Without a doubt, God, I want you to help her. All right, in the name of Jesus. I come against the devil. Take your hands off of her. I rebuke it. I command it to go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I want you to give her that. Hold her that. God's going to work. In Jesus' name. That's it. That's it. That's it. You're all. Come on. Come on. That's it. God's working. Woo, that's it. That's it. In the name of Jesus. God, I want you to heal this sister. Come on, I believe it. Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Come on, receive it. That's it. That's it. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. That's it. Come on, praise Him. Delight yourself. Delight yourself. Delight yourself in God. In Jesus' name. Yay, without a doubt, I believe it. Come on, that's it. Without a doubt, I receive it. I receive it. Hey. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, 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 yes, 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 yes. Woo! Yes. Bahia. Woo! Yes, 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 yes. It's yours. If you don't get it, it's because God don't want to give it to you. It's in the house. I tell you what. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive it, brother. Receive it. We believe it. I'm not going to be like Naaman. I'm not going to say I thought he was going to come out and strike his hand over me and recognize how important I am and all of that. The man of God said, you just go wash. You dip 7 times in Jordan. He had a fit, but somebody said, what's so hard about that? If he had told you some great thing to do, you would have done it. Hallelujah. But I tell you what I think. I'm going to take it any way I can get it. I'm going to do whatever I got to do. I'm going to reach up by faith. I'm going to cast out the doubt. I'm going to kick out the doubt. Hallelujah. Amen. I was at a meeting preaching. And I had some prayer calls, and I put a little Holy Ghost sweat on it. Amen. Got phone calls after the meeting and said, what was all that sweat about? Why did you wipe? What? Most people just anoint with oil. We do that, but I just felt like giving some Holy Ghost sweat on it and believing God to work and move. What's wrong with that if you get your healing? What's wrong with that if you get your miracle? If you obey God, God will do it. Satakalabahaya. In Jesus' name. Amen. Brother, you prayed about this thing. And God is going to let you know His will. And you just keep lifting up holy exactly what to do in Jesus' name.
Pray for you.
Yeah. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
I want you to take this and hang on to that.
In Jesus' name, by faith, God, without a doubt. Without a doubt. In Jesus' name. Go ahead. You need to rejoice. You need to delight yourself in God.
The devil's a liar. God, we believe. God, I know that you're going to let testimony come out of this. Let it happen right now. Receive it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Delight yourself. God, don't do it. Yourself in Him.
God, I praise you. I believe it.